helping people stay in their homes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Yeah, there are some signs the economy is on the mend, but you wouldn't know it from the number of mortgage holders falling behind on monthly payments. The Obama administration is expected to announce plans today to help protect them from foreclosure. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
The new plans will make changes to the current program, making home affordable. That program encourages lenders to modify mortgage payments for borrowers who are having a hard time. The borrowers pay reduced payments for a trial period, and after that, the servicers are supposed to make the new payments permanent. But very few of the modifications have actually been made permanent, so the new plans being announced today are supposed to push lenders to make that happen. The government will start tracking lenders' activities on a daily basis. It also forced those servicers to give details about their plans to modify more loans. At the same time, the administration is expected to say it won't pay cash incentives to those servicers until the reduced payments are made permanent. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The central bank over at the United Arab Emirates says it'll stand by Dubai World during its restructuring period. That's a sign the government there is trying to ease investor fears over Dubai's crushing debt. That caused markets to tumble around the world last week. Today, things have settled a bit. European markets are mixed right now. The FTSE's up 0.25%, but Paris and Frankfurt shares are down. Asian stocks surged today. Hong Kong and Japanese shares up by 3%. Chinese shares a little more than that. Here at home, stocks on Friday fell by an average of 1.5% or more. For the short trading week, though, markets were pretty much flat. Approval is likely to come this week for a follow-up to the Cash for Clunkers program. This time, the Department of Energy is targeting energy-sucking appliances. Reporter Elizabeth Threlkeld has more.
The stimulus bill set aside $300 million for a rebate program on energy-efficient appliances. The Department of Energy will dole out those funds to 56 states and territories based on population. Each will run its own program, so the value, scope, and timing of the rebates will vary. That's a lot for retailers to keep track of, says Bob Baird, who oversees appliance merchandising for the Home Depot.
It is going to be kind of complex. To the extent you have lots of local programs, it's tough for us.
Appliance retailers have been hit hard by the housing crash and recession. Baird hopes this program will bring double-digit sales increases like past green appliance deals have. But Sam Darkash, who tracks the appliance industry for Raymond James, isn't convinced the rebates will attract new customers. Most people, he says, only buy new appliances when old ones break.
How much of this demand that's created is actually incremental versus just putting $100, $150 into the pockets of someone who would have purchased that appliance anyway?
The appliance rebate program is small, just $300 million for an industry that typically brings in over $20 billion in annual sales. But Kathy Zoy says it's a step in the right direction for the economy and the environment. She oversees energy efficiency programs for the Department of Energy.
The $300 million program is a good thing. It'll be a boost. It'll be a nice marketing push, but it is likely to run out rather quickly.
But don't rush to replace that old fridge just yet. Most rebate programs won't start up until after the new year. In Washington, I'm Elizabeth Threlkeld for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities, and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Online spending for Black Friday was up about 11% over last year. Analytics firm Comscore says Walmart and Amazon were big winners. But today is the day a lot of e-retailers have circled on their calendars. And over the past few years, Cyber Monday has been getting more and more attention. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to tell us whether he thinks it lives up to all the hype. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So here we are, just a few years into Cyber Monday, and is this ever, do you think, going to overtake Black Friday or Christmas Eve as the biggest shopping day of the year?
No, I don't think it is, because Black Friday is a sport, and Christmas Eve is always the biggest day in terms of dollars, and that's just panic-driven. So Cyber Monday or Cyber whatever will move up, but it's not going to rival these other things, but it's a great invention, and the marketing people who invented it should be proud of themselves because we're talking about it.
And we're talking about it, absolutely. But, I mean, there are 15-year-olds out there who know nothing but the internet. Isn't that going to sort of make this keep going?
It will, but I still think there's something visceral, because no matter how computer literate you are, there's a lot to be said for going out to the mall. It's fun. It's an experience. I'm a man with three daughters and no sons. I learned to get up at the crack of dawn on Black Friday because they were all going out for the 5 a.m. specials. It's become a custom, and it's been whipped up by marketing. And the marketing guys who invented the concept of Black Friday, they've now invented Cyber Monday. And not to be overly cynical, but I've actually got a day I want to put on the calendar for next year.
Oh, boy. What is that?
It'll be Registry Wednesday. See, doesn't that sound great?
It does. It almost rhymes.
It's close. But if we can have people post what they want for the holidays, it'll be a whole new thing, and people will log on, and there'll be specials among the registry firms, and you and I will make a fortune because we'll trademark the term, and we can send people out to do our shopping next year.
You know, I think there is such a thing, though, Alan, and it's Santa Claus. So, I mean, you know.
I think that one's been trademarked. So.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get in on that one, Alan. See you at the shopping mall, Alan Sloan.
Take care, Steve. Shall you take us?
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. And finally, that 10 p.m. Eastern time slot has been quite a downer for NBC. Its Jay Leno Comedy Hour has been tanking. You know which network's been cashing in? It's not CBS or ABC. Nielsen says they've lost some of their audience in that hour, too. And it's not Fox or the CW. They don't even program nationwide in that hour. It's the network of TiVos and DVRs. The ratings service says people are apparently playing catch-up. And they're watching recorded shows after the first part of primetime is over. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.